This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Reflog on Twitter, a.k.a. McNeil, sent out the video of the Browns and Dude Wipes unveiling the big inflatable alternate helmets.
Yeah.
And there's somebody on the raft that I think works for the team that fell into the lake.
Yeah, I looked.
Do we know she's safe so I can laugh about this, or am I just...
Do you think it was real? It looked staged to me.
I don't know.
Or is that me just being cynical when it comes to any sort of content ever now?
There was another part of me that thought, is this AI?
Like, what makes it go really, really viral? It's not the unveiling. That doesn't happen.
No.
But someone falling off, that definitely does. And it didn't seem like the person was relatively shocked that they fell. They almost kind of like embraced themselves a little bit. You're watching it right now, right?
I'm watching it. And I'm watching all the Dude Wipes mascot and the Browns mascot walking over, like, with genuine concern. I've never seen a mascot be genuinely concerned before. That's where you got to read the body language of the mascots.
I don't think the mascots are in on it.
I think, okay, so you think it's just...
I think this goes...
Was this an inside job? Was this just one person?
Well, this has got to be someone from Dude Wipes, right? Like, this is the person that's there as a rep from Dude Wipes. And I mean, because she just falls right in.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Not even... It's almost like she, like, jumps in. It's not... There's no accident part of this. This is just... Staged.
All right, well,
staged.
We got to get to the depressing thing. Chase DeLauder is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks after getting surgery. I believe a busted hammock bone, which is a hand injury there, wrist injury, in his right hand/wrist. So I guess we don't have to talk about Chase DeLauder and whether the Guardian should bring him up anymore.
It's a very injured baseball player.
Yeah.
Has been, always will be, it seems like.
We're entering the Daniel Espino, Adam Miller... Okay, will we ever see him territory? But we got that going for us. Let's go ahead and get to quick hits.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angel, Angel,
to the sound bites you need to hear.
Hurry, hurry!
It's quick hits.
Well, football is back, and I can prove it because of this moment during Patriots head coach, miss you, Mike, Mike Vrabel's press conference the other day.
I mean, whether you were in a coma when I answered Tom's question, or typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question. And I can go back through it, but I'd rather not.
Charming or chotch for Mike Vrabel?
It's not charming. I don't think it's chotch either, for being honest. It was warranted.
Never known you to ride the fence.
It's not riding a fence. I need an option three is what I need. You
it's
gave
not
me
how the bit works.
Because it's not charming at all, because he's rude and abrasive in it. But it's not chotch, because chotch would make it seem like it's corny. But I think it's also very warranted, because that kind of stinks if you give a whole 5 minute answer and then some jamoke in the media wasn't paying enough attention and asked the same question over again. So not charming, not chotch. I need a third option.
I'm going to go charming. That's a football man right there. That's how we handle. The only thing
it's not charming.
The
it's
only
rude.
Thing that borders chotch is, why do football guys hate texting so much? I know they have phones.
Does this go with your 25 person straw poll today or no?
No, I just think like every time it's like Twitter book face the Mazan. This is right out of the Belichickian school of I'm going to act like I don't know what social media or texting is. So that would be the only point that I have that might be a little chotch.
Because any minute on social media is a minute you're not grinding tape. And if you're not grinding tape, what are we doing on this life?
And Mike Vrabel knows how to grind.
Omaha!
Tape.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, other things too. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Bengals plan to play Joe Burrow in the preseason more than ever. Yesterday, yeah. We talked about just how excited and how invested they would be in the beginning portion of the season. Ben Baby, ESPN.com, said the plan is to play Burrow more in the preseason this year than we ever have in the past. Taylor also said that Burrow's set to practice without limitations as well.
Yeah,
they are gearing up.
Yeah.
To come out of the gates firing.
Oh, my God. The only other thing firing will be the Bengals with Zach Taylor when Joe Burrow gets a broken wing in the preseason. Oh, this is so good. Guys, Joe Burrow doesn't need to practice. Joe Burrow.
Clearly, they feel like they need to do something because they've been off to slow starts the past couple years.
Now, yeah, it's the defense.
It's the idea. It's the idea that Zach Taylor runs the ball when he's got Joe Burrow.
The ones on defense are the ones that have to play all preseason long because they're booty cheeks. So you want to try and get as much as you can. Joe Burrow? No. You can play him nary a snap in the preseason. He could not practice in training camp, and I think Joe would show up week one and throw for 300 yards.
I'm not doubting that. I think he's got that type of talent. He easily could do it, but clearly they believe that they have to get out of the gate running because the past couple years have been very disappointing for them.
This is such a big brain thing, and it's going to blow up in such an extraordinary way.
Well, but go ahead and take off the idea that the Bengals are a week one opponent.
Is this a Zach Taylor decision, or is this Mike Brown decision?
I thought it was Zach Taylor initially, but then did you hear Joe Burrow after the practice today lit up everybody? I think this is a Joe Burrow decision. I think this is Burrow saying, like, I need to be playing, I need to set the tone on this, and I need to make sure everyone's playing their ass off.
That is a jamoke idea.
Burrow is, I'm telling you, this is like a John Wick vengeance that Joe Burrow's on right now. And there's enough people like yourself in the quarterback tiers that put him outside the top four. He's gunning for people like you.
What an insult. I put him fifth.
In his eyes, it is.
All right. Which John Wick, though?
Clearly number four. The one, which is the one where he's riding on a horse through the street in the downtown setting?
It's a great question.
Whatever that one is, that's the John Wick I want. That's the John Wick I need.
If you're going to go John Wick, I want you to, you just killed my puppy. I mean, that was.
Did you watch the movies this weekend? You said you were going to watch them.
I watched parts of the one. It's good.
Did you
it's really
like it,
good. Or? I was super busy this weekend. I'm going to watch all four. But I mean, I don't know. Here's the thing. Outside of my wife and children, if you would ever see Warpath Nick, it would be if you ever touch a hair on my dog, maybe cat, no, dog's head. Oh my God.
Maybe cat.
I would turn into Fat John Wick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm not
trying to think of a.
It's tough for the horse.
Yeah.
Omaha!
Scott Frost is back at Central Florida after a disastrous run at Nebraska, and he claims he took a bad job, a job that wasn't right for him. Current head coach of the Huskers, Matt Rhule, was asked about those comments at Big Ten Media Day.
First of all, I have a ton of respect for Scott, and I've always been very empathetic for what he went through because, like, this was his home. I know what it felt like to get run out of Carolina, and I would say to people, like, I don't think I took the right job for me. It wasn't the right fit. I will say this. This was not a good job when I got here. We were behind on NIL. The facilities weren't what they were. Everything was behind. But what I can say was, this wasn't a good job. But we've made it a good job, and we're about to make it a great job. This will be one of the best jobs in the country. That's why sometimes recruits will say, like, Coach, if you win, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm gonna stay right here.
Like a slower talking Nick Costos.
And somehow more nerdy. We like Matt Rhule here. Do you like this answer from Matt Rhule?
Wait, I thought, did you like Matt Rhule? I didn't know that you liked Matt Rhule.
We like him personally quite a bit. And okay. We love him in college. He just was not an NFL head coach.
I like him.
You can't treat NFL players like they're college players. They will tune you out. That. And, oh, by the way, you also can't go from Teddy Bridgewater to Sam Darnold to Baker Mayfield and Matt Corral and get a fourth year in the NFL. You just can't.
So I do like him trying to acknowledge the idea that when he got the job, Nebraska wasn't the Nebraska that it used to be. Mm-hmm. And then now that they're starting to have a little bit of a come up, I think Raiola is not very good at quarterback. I don't love him in any sort of situation for this upcoming season, so I don't think they're going to be great by any measure. But the idea that he's got them headed in the right direction, if I were him, I would constantly tell people, when I came here, Nebraska wasn't the Nebraska the way that everybody thought it was.
The thing I really liked was his emphasis on Scott Frost. He had mentioned that they've put up a picture of his playing days so that Scott understands, and he told the guys at Central Florida that, hey, you know, Scott needs to know whenever he wants to come home, he's welcome here. And he shouldn't be afraid to not visit. I think that's really cool. I think one of the things that a lot of college football coaches kind of just phase out is the humanity involved in football and the passion and what home means. Again, I thought Matt was an abject disaster in Carolina, and I think he knows that I think that. But the to me, the most underreported part is what a honest-to-goodness, good human being he is. And I thought, the longer clip, it's like a four-minute clip, it really kind of reminded me of how much I just like the human being there. That to me is what football should be about.
Omaha! All right, let's stay with college football, and I want you to grade, as Jeremiah Smith gave out his Ohio State wide receiver Mount Rushmore, you tell me the job that he did here.
And you can add yourself if you want to.
No, I can.
So. Okay, respectfully. Okay.
One, you got to go the great Chris Carter.
Okay. Yeah, that's one. That's two.
You got to go, I'm going to throw Marvin there.
Yep. That's three.
I'm going to go Jax.
Okay.
Who's four?
Can't go wrong with nobody, really.
I'm going to go Ted Ginn Jr.
We're just going wide receiver, sir?
Yeah, it was a wide receiver, Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I thought it was in Ohio State. No, I like the fact they didn't put himself on there. He's only played 1 year. That's good.
Any slights? Any disagreements?
No.
People really responded well to the idea that he put Ted Ginn Jr. on there, and I like that as well.
I think it's really impossible, given given the amount of wide receivers they've put in the NFL in the last 45 years, I think it's impossible to not slight somebody. Maybe there were too many guys from the current era, but I mean, Chris Carter played in the 80s. Ted Ginn Jr. was, I think, before he was born. So the fact he's got two of those guys on there, I think, is pretty impressive. I wouldn't hate a David Boston sighting. All right. Wouldn't hate. Oh, gosh. There's just too many. Now, like Michael Thomas Jr., Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson. Like,
yeah.
There's just too many guys. Like, I can't blame him for not listing 12 guys.
Now, if you made an actual just regular Mount Rushmore, because, again, this is the wide receiver one, how many wide receivers crack the Mount Rushmore in general for you?
There'd only be one I'd seriously consider, and it's Marvin. Marvin, to me, is the best Ohio of all the great ones, and there's a litany of them. I don't know if he's actually going to be that good. He was okay last year. He was not great. So hopefully that changes this year. But in terms of pure, oh, my God, like, he made Kyle McCord playable at Ohio State. And if you watch Kyle with any other part of that year, I know he was good at Syracuse the next year. Kyle was a deer in headlights for most of that season, and Marvin bailed him out consistently. There's so many wide receivers that it's like, well, yeah, you had a great college quarterback throwing you the ball. Of course you put up incredible numbers. Of course you were great.
Yeah.
Marvin was legit the best football player on the team for the last 2 years he was there. with a team full of guys going to the NFL. That's impossible. How about you?
I would put Chris Carter in there. I think Chris Carter was awesome. He deserves to be on that list.
That is Quick Hits. We will continue on to the 3 o'clock hour, maybe a little bit more helmet talk. And the definition of name porn is I know it when I see it with the Cleveland Browns, and I seize it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.